Yeah.
Log Talk Radio.
Here we go.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is February 3rd, 2010. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd, and our topic is, as always, Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have our guest, Mr. Jimmy DeSaint. Jimmy's an author and also now in the rap industry and spent 10 years in prison. So we'll talk with Jimmy and let him tell us a little bit about his life and what he's doing now. I'd like to welcome my co-host, Boyd. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, how you doing, everybody? And glad to be on the air tonight. Glad that God woke me up today to do what I do. And like the wife said, we got the great show for you tonight with my man out of Philly, my man Jimmy DeSaint, who's been putting it down there since he was a youngster. And now he's here to bring his game to full circle, you know what I mean? He's an author, he's a rapper, he's an entrepreneur, he's a hustler, he's a getter, you feel me? So we're going to pass the mic over to my man Jimmy DeSaint. What's good, Jimmy?
Hey, hey, what's good, Rob? Glad to be here. Glad to be here representing the Streets Don't Love You Back. Yeah, I'm in Philly. I'm actually driving right now.
Well, that's good, man. You know, so we want you to fully introduce yourself, man, and let the people know what's happening with Jimmy DeSaint and where he come from, a little bit about you, and we're finna get the show on the air.
Okay, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? My name is Jimmy DeSaint. You know what I'm saying? I'm a book author, former drug dealer, slash entrepreneur from out of Philadelphia, PA. You know what I'm saying? I'm CEO, the leader of a rap group called ICH of the City Hustlers. I mean, I'm just out here doing my thing, grinding on my hustle. Can I give a shout out to my woman?
Go ahead. You can give a shout out to your whole hood, mom, dad, everybody, if you want to.
No, I ain't going to get into all that, but I definitely want to give a shout out to my woman, Tiana Brown. She's one of the top authors in the book game. She got a new book out called Ain't No Sunshine. Check out it on tiana.net.com. It's one of the hottest books in the country besides my own books, you know what I mean? But I want to definitely give a shout-out to my baby out there. Love you, boo.
Word up. And I get that website one more time, Jim.
It's tiana.net. They can check her out. You know what I mean? The name of her book is called Ain't No Sunshine.
Dig that. Now, y'all heard that. You feel me? Ain't no sunshine. And we ain't talking about ain't no sunshine when she gone either. We talking about ain't no sunshine in the book. You heard me? So
right.
Go out and cop that. Google
that's
it.
Right.
Be on your job. And another thing we want everybody to know, go Google my man Jimmy DeSaint. You feel me? Order them books, you dig. Get into the business and start reading, you know what I mean? Because a lot of you cats and sisters out there that don't read, y'all missing a lot of knowledge and a lot of things that can help you along the way, you feel me? So you got to get in these books and you got to start reading, you dig? So,
right.
Jim, we're going to get right at you, man. We want you to go back, man, all the way back, baby, you know what I mean? And tell the people, how did Jimmy DeSaint get involved with the street world and what made Jimmy DeSaint go that route?
Well, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, just the street, you know, peer pressure, just trying to keep up with the Joneses. I was one of the same dudes, you know what I'm saying, a youngster, you know what I'm saying, from the hood. I'm from West Philadelphia, you know, watching the guys, older guys in Mercedes and BMs and chains around their neck. You know what I mean? You know, when you're a youngster, you want that same stuff, but you don't think about or realize the consequences that come with it. All you see is the chain and the car, the beautiful women and the nice fly clothes, but you know what I'm saying? You don't really understand the game. So I was a dude, you know what I'm saying, a youngster who really didn't understand the game. I just wanted the chains. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I the chains. I was a chaser. You know what I mean? When I was young, I was just a chaser. You know what I mean? Chasing fame, chasing the limelight, chasing that celebrity status. You know what I mean? So I got into the drug game. I mean, you know. start doing my thing, selling drugs as a young buck, you know what I mean? I did all, you know what I'm saying? Got in fights and shit, you know what I mean? Just doing, young adolescents from the hood, just trying to, live that life. But I sold drugs, and then next thing you know, I became, real, real popular from my West Philly neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? I had people working for me and whatnot, I took my mom through it, when she got every mother out there who got a son, leave home and run to the streets, he don't realize how much he's taking his mom through it. And I was one of those dudes who took his mom through it, you know what I mean? But my mom was always for me, even though I took her through it, you know what I mean? But I'm on the streets just doing me, you know what I mean? I mean, robbing and fighting and selling drugs, you know what I mean? And then, I came up a little bit, you know what I mean? Got in the drug game heavy, you know what I'm saying? 1997, I was shot 10 times. That's what that drug game gets you, you know what I'm saying? Don't do nothing but, put you in a grave or a man-made cage, you know what I mean? I wound up going to both. I wound up getting shot up real, real, real bad. You know what I'm saying? I was in a coma for 30 days, you know what I'm saying? And then I wound up getting my rap group. I had a rap group, like I said, ICH, Inner City Hustlers. I got two members of my rap group, Oskino and Sparks, a deal with Rockefeller Records in 1999. Jay-Z signed them on the spot. Because I was in the music real heavy, even though I was in the drug game doing my thing, I was really, really, really loving music. You know what I'm saying?
So let me back up a little taste right quick, Jim. When you got shot up 10 times, man, can you explain to the audience, man, what led that to the 10-time shooting, man? What led that on?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I was selling drugs. I was a drug dealer, you know what I mean? One day I just, pulled up at my little spot, you know what I'm saying? Some dudes jumped out on me. You know what I'm saying? I actually got shot by four dudes at one time, you know what I'm saying? And I just wound up getting hit 10 times. You know what I'm saying? So they tried to kidnap me, but I wasn't going down like that. You know what I'm saying? So it turned into something totally different. It didn't come out the way they expected because I wasn't getting a nobody van. You know what I'm saying? I died right there on the streets before I let somebody torture me. You know what I mean? It's just that simple. It wasn't even no thought about it. You know what I mean? I'm just a fighter by nature. You know what I'm saying? So, but the result was I wound up getting shot, you know what I'm saying, 10 times, and they ran off. You know what I mean? So it happened in less than, 30 seconds. I get shot, you know what I'm saying? They ain't getting nothing, you know what I'm saying? They just run off. I'm sitting there dying in the middle of the streets, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean, I get shot, and I wake up 30 days later out of a coma. Just like that, I got shot September 16th, 1997. I woke up out of a coma on October 16th,
1997. Wow, that is deep, people. Can you hear what the young man is saying? You know that God saved his life for a lot of reasons, you feel me? Because ain't too many people get shot once and live, you feel me? This young man got shot 10 times, and God had a wake-up call for him, and he learned from that. So did you learn from that, Jim, or was you still out there in the street life trying to be that guy?
No, my problem was I didn't take heed to it. You know what I'm saying? I get shot. I was in a coma. I was on dialysis machine. You know, they fucked my kidneys up and all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? I was in a wheelchair for 6 months. You know what I'm saying? But I went through rehab because I was determined to walk again and get back right because I couldn't deal with that shit right there. You know what I'm saying? It was the most frustrating time of my life when the people had me in that wheelchair and I couldn't walk. You know what I'm saying? So I could understand what it felt like, you know what I'm saying, for a person, you know, paraplegic or something because I was just temporary fucked up, you know what I'm saying? And it was frustrating to me, but I was so determined just to walk, you know what I mean, and get my weight back right, you know what I'm saying? But no, I ain't learned shit. I ran right back to the streets and started selling coke again, you know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, you know what I mean, I kind of like blow up this time. Like I became more bigger in the drug game after I got shot. I don't know why. What happened is just, you know, meet a better connect and shit just start popping off. You know what I'm saying? I'm still fucked up. I'm going to rehab and everything, but I'm doing on the streets. But, you know what I'm saying? No, I ain't learned. You know what I'm saying? I ran right back to the streets like it wasn't shit. You know what I mean? Then next thing you know what I'm saying? One of my close friends wore a wire on me. You know what I'm saying? Set me up with the FBI. You know what I'm saying? Set me up with the FBI. Sold him some coke, and then he took it back to them people. Next thing you know what I'm saying? They kicking my door. They're telling me I'm indicted by the FBI. I'm like, God damn, do I get a break?
Wow,
you know what I'm saying?
Wow. So the 10 times, like you stated to the people, you still didn't learn at that moment that the streets didn't love you back. You went back thinking that it, you know, the streets was loving you back, and you had you a good connect. So you really thought, boom, this is it this time. You know what I mean? I'm finna get more bread, more paper, and more things to do. But in the end, you had to learn the hard way, like the majority of us do, that the streets didn't love Jimmy back. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, the streets ain't love me. They ain't even like me.
When the guy set you up, Jim, was that a hell of a blow to you, man? Because you weren't looking for that?
That fucked me up. It really, really seriously fucked me up. I never been so hurt in my life. The reason was because this is my childhood friend. This ain't like a dude I met new a year or two or some shit like that. This is like, you know what I'm saying, me and him used to go out with girls together. This is my son's godfather. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my man, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy because I'll never forget when he came to buy some coke from me, and I'm in my living room, and he kept saying he loved me. He kept saying, Jim, I just want you to know that I love you, man. And I was wondering why he's saying it like he was saying it. And I was like, so I asked him, I was like, man, what's wrong? You know what I'm saying? He just was like, just Jim, you know, just know I love you, man. He kept saying that. So I'm like, I love you too, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I ain't understand, but when them people kicked my door down, took me to the FBI office, and I'm sitting there, and I remember going into the FBI office being cocky when they locked me up through the cuffs on me, because I didn't know what the fuck they had me for. I'm like, I know these people ain't got shit on me. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Because, you know, I'm cocky. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? Getting a lawyer and everything. I know they ain't got shit on me because the only people I sell to, you know what I'm saying, is people I'm close to. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on no corner. Like, doing a little corner shit. I'm fucking with dudes who supply dudes on the corner. So
right.
I knew they ain't really had shit. That's what I thought. So they laughing and shit. The FBI agents and shit, we sitting around the table, you know what I'm saying? And they come in, and then I'm just looking at them. And they say, well, you can act all tough if you want and everything, but we want you to listen to something. So they brought out a fucking tape recorder, and it was the same recorded moment when my friend was telling me he loved me.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. It was like they pressed the play button, and it was like, I love you. And at first he was like, yo, I need this much, or how much this costs, all this old shit. I gave it to him, and then you hear the part when he was like, I just want you to know I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? I really love you, man. You know what I'm saying?
And did that crush your world, Jimmy, at that time?
Yeah, that shit fucked me up because I didn't, when I was initially listening to it, you know what I'm saying, because as soon as it came on, I need this, I need that, and I'm listening because I know that goes on all day in a drug cell. You got a half a key, you got nine and a half, whatever, yeah, I got this, how much it costs. So, but when I heard the love part, I damn near fucking had tears in my eyes because I just couldn't believe it. I was like, I just was fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, God damn, this is crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because this is my man, like, and I'm sitting there literally, my eyes watered, and I ain't on a, you know what I'm saying, sensitive type time, you know what I'm saying? But that really fucked me up because I was like, God damn, my man snitched on me, you know what I'm saying? So it was really hurtful. Look, it hurted me so much. It hurted me so much. It fucked me up so much that I was going to go to trial just to see him get on the stand and point at me and get me a life sentence. I was so fucking bitter, you know what I'm saying? I was so, like, no, I know this nigga's not going to fucking snitch on me and if I go to trial, I know he ain't going to get on the stand and point at me and say, take Jim sold him his coke. And I, because I knew his family was going to be there, because his family is my family, you know what I'm saying? And I just was like, I was going to do it, you know what I'm saying? So I hired a lawyer and everything. Then my lawyer came to me and said, look, Jim, you could be hard if you want and all that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? But these people's going to give you a life fucking sentence. You better, well, I was really looking at probably like 20 or 30 years, not an elbow, you know what I'm saying? Right. But they was like, they going to give you a deal. If you don't take this deal, you go to trial, you're going to lose that trial. And I kept saying, yeah, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm a first-time offender. What the fuck? They ain't really got shit. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, your friend is going to testify against you. He agreed to cooperate with the government. If you go to trial, you're going to get your fucking head cracked. My lawyer's sitting there telling me this because I hired a lawyer to go to trial. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, man. And I kept telling my lawyer, I was like, I got to see him get on the stand, man. This shit fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I can't see him, like, pointing at me and saying Jim did this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But my lawyer was like, I'm going to represent you no matter what. You know what I'm saying? You paid for me and all this kind of shit. So, but I advise you, please don't go. He kept saying, you do not deserve to go do 20, 30 years. You don't deserve this shit. You're going to lose at trial. Nobody beat the feds. He kept telling me. So I fucking pled out, man. I felt sick about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because right. I ain't rumble these people. You know what I'm saying? And they use my own homie to come against me. You know what I'm saying? It really bothered me because it's like I ain't put up a fight. And all my life I've been a fighter. And I was like, it's like I felt like a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Felt like a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't put up no fight. I just was like, all right, yeah, I plead guilty. And then I never forget when the prosecutor, like, can you say it louder? You take responsibility and all this old shit. And I'm like, yeah, I plead guilty. I did it. You know what I'm saying? And I was real fucked up about that because I ain't put up a fight, you know what I'm saying? And I just took the 10 years and shit. And my man did that shit to me, you know what I'm saying? Just thinking about that shit right now is frustrating.
Now what advice, Jim, after all what you went through and a few of us done went through, cats, telling on them, because, you know, that's the same kind of situation that I went through when the cat snitched on me and told on me. But the only difference between, you know what I mean, the cat didn't have to come to trial, you know, when he told on me, you know what I mean, because he saved fear for his life. So he went in protective custody when, you know, they sentenced me. But I wanted to ask you, Jim, what will you tell these youths out here, man, and what advice will you give them for call themselves trying to be in that drug game and talking about my homie won't tell? What advice would you give
them? Man, listen. The advice I'm going to give them is this. Don't even consider being in the drug game because nobody wins. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do, every guy or youngster or female, whatever, that even considering getting into the drug game, just look at the drug dealers around your life. I mean, around your way, around your neighborhood, around your city and everything, and just look at all the ones who made it and look at all the ones who didn't make it. Count the ones that make it, then count the hundreds that you know that's in the prison or the hundreds that you know that's dead. So look at the ratio. That's all you got to say to yourself. You don't win. You don't win at all. So the one that make it, you know what I'm saying, okay, he made it. He made a couple of dollars. He got himself out the drug game. Okay, he made it. You know what I'm saying? He the one that make it. But think about that 2,500, 3,500 that's dead in the graves, that's got shot up in a drug turf war or got kidnapped or some shit. Think about the 100 that you know that's in the prison for selling drugs. The majority go to prison or go to a grave. So I advise every youngster out there, stay the fuck away from that shit because you will die. Or you will end up in a 6-foot grave in a casket, dead, or in a prison, behind prison bars. One or the other. There's no winner in the drug game, period. There's no winner. It's just all losers.
And that's exactly what I say in my book, The Streets Don't Love You Back. At the end of the book, Jim, I'm glad you said that because I let them know, you know, the oldest failure in American history is the thug life, the drug life, and want to be a gangster. You know, there's no successful gangsters in America. You know what I mean? Because like you just stated, your homeboy gonna snitch you out. I don't care how much y'all grew up together. I don't care how much he talking about you, my man. We gonna go down together. When they get him in that room and say 2 years or 2 months, that he gonna say, how can I help myself? Is that a fair word to say, Jim?
Yeah, that's the fuck he gonna do. And see what happened with me. Why them people was upset with me because they wanted me to snitch on my connect so bad. You know what I'm saying? And they was fucking sick that I just took them fucking 10 years. And I just said, fuck it, I'm not doing nothing. I'm going to jail, you know what I'm saying? And I was married at the time, and I just wasn't going to fuck my name up for nobody. You know what I mean? So I just, you know what I mean, I went in.
So my man, he just messed your whole life up, but at the same time, it was a curse but a blessing at the same time. You feel me? Because you had to learn the hard way, like you said. You know, when you got shot up for, you know, on a 10-piece shot-up tip. If you'd have just sat back and chilled and said, I'm done with that, then Jimmy wouldn't have been in no jail cell or nothing. But you was hard-headed, and like you said, you had to learn that the streets didn't love Jimmy back, and Jimmy learned the hard way. So my advice to you youngsters out here that's listening to this interview tonight with Jimmy the Saint, please, please listen to what the young man said, because there's no winners. There's all snitches out here. This ain't like the old days, you know what I mean, where you take 20 and lay it down. It's done. It's over. Get your education. Get your life right. Do what got to be did. And God will bless you. You feel me? So we're going to take a break with my man Jimmy. Tonight we're kicking it live with my man Jimmy the Saint out of West Philly. And we're going to go to the Streets Don't Love You Back song. And we're going to come back with my man Jimmy the Saint. Be right back.
Yeah, this the Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good, always, even when no one else cares. He's there for you.
Oh, keep your head up. Hey, the streets don't love you back. Out here grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. It's only one way on this lonely road. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home. The streets don't
never love you.
Rob Boyd checking in, letting you know the streets will never ever love you back.
When I was abandoned by my father in this world, when I was abandoned by the man that I thought loved me, it took my whole life in another direction, my mind. How can you say that you love me in this world? Never did nothing for me or my mama or my sister in this world. How can you look at yourself and be proud of what you've done? Now I say to myself, as a little child, I went to the street world and I had to learn that it didn't love me back. Now I look at life so much in a different frame, my mind. Now I know the streets will never love me back. I thank God for what he done for me, 'cause I listened to my mama in this world. Now I tell all the children, all the little boys and girls, the streets will never love you, will never love you back.
The streets don't love you back. I hear grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. It's only one way on this lonely road.
Love you. Yeah, never
the streets
love
don't
you.
Love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home.
Love you.
Your young mind think, and I know you wanna lounge, smoke weed and drink, and I really ain't all the type to give a speech or preach, but I promise God that I would do this if he get me out the streets. See, when I was coming up, motherfuckers was loyal, but now they cracking under pressure when the situation boils and comes to a head, another fork in the road. Everyone got affidavits, show their codies told. They wasn't scared to do the crime, but now these motherfuckers cowards. The county was one thing, but now it's no more private showers. It's all in the open. Better learn to be a man, fuck all the pistol popping, yapping. Should've learned to use your hands. Went from pods, dorms, to day rooms, to mess halls and rec yards. You think you something special, everybody's got it hard. Penitentiary ain't like it is on TV. And a fair joint is something hope you never have to see. I don't care how tough you think you are to humble your ass. They got a room especially for you just to beat your ass. Shit sad, it's hard, raced by the streets with no dad. But going life or death impression ain't gonna never change the past. Cause
yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I like to dedicate this track to my mother, my brothers, my sister, to my man LD, his wife Holly, to my manager Lucinda, to my two sons, Michael and Robert. Dedicate this to my homeboys, the Bishop Crew off Van Eyck and Harper, the Brewster Projects, my man Chickaria, Warner County Projects, 430 Crew, Day and Fab, rest in peace. Let's do this. You live on through my vision.
The streets don't love you back. One of your own made it. Now we tell the world, the streets will never love you back. Change your ways. Change your ways. Change your ways.
Yeah, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's me and my man LD on that track right there. The streets don't love you back. And like tonight, we was going to bring you Jimmy the Saint. We got him kicking it live with us tonight. And we're going to go to one more song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to let my man Jimmy the Saint rip it for y'all. You heard me? So we're going to go with the classic Streets Don't Love You Back. You dig the remix right now. Be back with Jimmy the Saint.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in with the Streets Don't Love You Back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love if you want to. But know these streets, if they don't love you, they don't love you.
Everybody's out here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community, and stop destroying yourself, baby. So when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that. But once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love
yeah, yeah.
If you want.
This track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that can live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff stepped down May 4th. We sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing. You feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say fuck the fence. Life is just I gotta go and get a bit. Got get caught up in moving shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home when pressure's on. We all alone when we born, we all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together, we can make it if we try. Can probably make it if you cry, but I hate it when you whine. And if all is true with us, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough, but if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus, I'm overstuffed with propaganda. This is slander and lies, try to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise. Cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body. You can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead. Jump out of bed, paranoid. I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead. Cause I just can't move. Freestyle life off the head. Cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals so you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
now
on.
Let us all be checking back in with you. Like I said, it's that drop of knowledge. Let you young brothers and sisters understand that, hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none.
RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. That's a track with me and my man LD, and we right back with my man Jimmy the Shank, and I'm going to pass the mic over to my wife. She can ask Jimmy some questions now.
All right. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You grew up, it says here, in the Manta section of West Philly. That's like called the bottom because of its violence, or is that correct?
Yeah. It's the Mantu section. It's really spelled M-A-N-T-U-A.
Okay.
I think they had it spelled wrong in the bio. Yeah, but it's called the bottom. It's a section of West Philadelphia called the bottom. So it's just a little bad neighborhood in West Philadelphia. They just call it the bottom area. But, you know, all Philadelphia is bad. North Philly, South Philly, Uptown, G-Town, West Philly. But I just happen to live in a poverty-stricken neighborhood that they call the bottom. A lot of violence and, drug dealing, urban neighborhood where there's a lot of violence going on.
Right. And you're the oldest of five children.
Yes.
And, did you not have your father in your life? It says that you went out, I guess, at an early age trying to get some money to help your mom through burglaries and theft and different things like that when you were a very young teenager.
Yeah. No, I don't have a relationship with my father. I didn't have my father in my life. I met him once, and, you know what I'm saying, that was it. We met one time, and, you know what I'm saying, we went out separate ways. So just basically me and my mom, you know what I'm saying, my mom in the streets. But,
right.
You know.
What would you tell kids now that don't have a father in their life? What, you know, did you have a male role model, or did you just kind of learn the hard way? And now what would you tell kids that maybe don't have a father or a male role model in their life?
Well, I would tell them, if you got an opportunity to reach out and build a relationship with your parents, both of them, then do so. Because I really feel as though if I would have had a male role model in my life, I would have turned out a whole lot differently, because I didn't have nobody telling me what to do. You know what I'm saying? My mom, like, she kind of, like, let me do my thing. You know what I'm saying? I was a first child and everything. So
right.
I really didn't have no, like, father figure or no father in my life to be like, boy, sit your ass down or whatever. It's like, I was the man. You know what I'm saying? So maybe things would have been different if I would have had a kind of male figure in my life. I always said that to myself, but I didn't. So, you know what I'm saying, it caused me to run
just
to the streets and get
up to the guys in the street as that's the way it is, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a good thing. If I don't know if I can do it all over. Maybe I would do it differently, but it wasn't meant for me to have a father in my life, because I didn't, and I turned out the way I turned out, and maybe I would have never wrote a book and, you know, never been shot and all kind of things because,
well, obviously,
you know,
God spared you, you know, through your being shot 10 times. I mean, how many people could really survive that and then, you know, live through everything that you did and you know, learn to walk again and then, you know, it's just, yeah, God has you here for a reason and you know, I believe you're doing it and, you know, we're glad to have you here and glad to know you.
And another thing, Jim, I just want you to give the people your website, and I want people to tell the people about your books that they can order right now at your website.
Okay. They can check me out. I'm on Facebook, just Jimmy the Saint, or they can go to my website, www.thesaintentertainment.com. I'm on myspace.com/1urban_author. You can just Google my name. I'm all over. You can order my books through me. You can contact me on Facebook if you want to, if you want my books, or send them to my P.O. box at the Saint Entertainment P.O. box. I send $15 money orders to my P.O. box, the Saint Entertainment P.O. box, 97 Bali Kenwood, PA 19004. And, you know, in a $15 money order, and I sent out my new book that I'm actually promoting and everything right now, What Every Woman Wants. You can also check out, just go to the site and check it out at myspace.com, Whatever Woman Wants, 2009, and check out, you know, the cover and the first four chapters and, you know, the books. But I'm basically all over. I'm still working on a lot of things. I got to organize and structure my whole business a whole lot better because it's a little sloppy right now. But it's definitely going to be in order because, you know what I'm saying, I'm a very determined man to get my stuff right. I don't even feel right when my business is not right and my business is not all the way right. I'm still working on a lot of things, like I said. But if y'all want the book, those are avenues and ways that y'all can get the book. The book is all over Philadelphia, but if y'all want it, just holler at me. Like I said, through Facebook, and I've already been sending out books. I actually sent out 3 books today from fans who wrote me and sent their money orders in, and you know, and just check me out. I have 4 books out. I got another book called A Rose Among Thorns, and another book called Money, Desires, and Regrets. You can definitely find that. Both of those 2 books are all on the internet. They're actually both on Amazon.com. And I have new books coming out. My book with Freeway Ricky Ross, Black Scarface, that's Freeway Ricky Ross from BET American Gangster. And I have another book coming out called The Underworld, and another book coming out called Young, Rich, and Dangerous. They're coming out in the next few weeks. So definitely look out for those books by Jimmy the Saint. And I got a lot going on. Like I said, my rap group, ICH, Inner City Hustlers, they be dropping an album this spring, Block Money. And I have a new young rapper. He's actually in a car with me right now. His name is Young Savage. And y'all can check him out on YouTube. He's 16 years old, and the whole city is talking about him. 16-year-old beast. If y'all want to check out all Jimmy the Saint YouTube videos and all the Inner City Hustlers and Young Savage and my producer Colossus and all of us, y'all could just go to YouTube and just put in Jimmy the Saint 1, the number 1, not O-N-E, the number 1, and y'all see all our videos and see what I look like and my rap group look like. And, you know, I'm definitely out here trying to do my thing on the music side just as well as the book side. But most importantly, just staying focused and trying to help some of these young dudes stay off the streets, you know what I mean, and do something good with our life. Hopefully everything turned out right. You know what I mean? I don't believe in coming in number 2. You know what I'm saying? I always say, if you put God first, you never come in second.
Amen. And I definitely have to agree with that one, Jimmy. You feel me? All the way, baby. Hey, so tonight we're going to bring it to y'all. You feel me? Jim, we want you to go ahead and bust it off for him tonight, baby. You know what I mean? Give him one of them B songs, you know what I mean, while we on the line tonight. Jimmy,
you want me to just go just like that?
Do your thing.
Okay, because I go, so I'm going to take my time. I want y'all to really listen because there's some real stuff right here. I said this. I said I had Maybach dreams, a whole brick on triple beams, 24-hour crack houses serving the starving fiends, black hoodie matching trees, loaded 9 tucked in my jeans. Extra clip in my pocket for all the haters who scheme. Watching my enemies plot, street informants that's hot. Snitches who work with feds to get kingpins knocked. I did deals with crooked cops for street workers who run my block. So one day I slipped and the bullets made me drop. In a coma for 3 weeks, a breath away from God. But only one thing killed a hustler, his will to survive. I cried when Georgie died. The bad news left me froze. Now I read his obituary and pray for his soul. Inside a tinted black Jeep, I would cruise the streets. The feds asked me about murders, but I refused to speak. A wise man once told me to look a man in his eyes and let the dead rest in peace and his killers answer to God. I learned that my trial life's not a game like Scrabble and how your friends forget you when the judge bangs his gavel. Then my mind traveled as the judge gave me my time and reality set in. I'm about to serve a dime. 120 months equals 10 years flat. The rise of a drug boss led to the downfalls of crack. The break's over. I'm sick and tired of all these fake hovers. It's the return of Jimmy the Saint, witness the takeover. The rap game need a makeover. I'm here now. It's clear now. The Saint, a breath of fresh air now. When the Saint come through, the chicks stare and the haters watch. So I'ma switch up my game with Rolex shoes and a Gator watch. A 10-year run, I made a lot. I paid the block. I graduated the kilos from $5 rocks. I had the game on lock. I was slick as a fox till my man set me up and turned me into the cops. Still, I thrive off of niggas who hate, so keep hating. If y'all waiting for the Saint to lose, then keep waiting. I'm a legend in the making, so get it correct, and I won't stop hustling till I cop me a jet. I was raised in a jet. The gangs is mean, but our colors ain't red or blue. Faces on green. Taught to never break and stack cake by the layer. I learned the game never changed, only the players. That's why my motto is to stay true, 100 legit. The first hustle to flip, 20 bucks to 20 bricks. Now I got them sick when I pull up whip and my only sidekick, the T-Mobile on my hip. All you haters get a grip, pay attention to the sentence. Jim DeSane is coming back, and I'm coming back with a vengeance. No more games, no more shame, no more scheming. I'm ready to fuck the world and birth kings with my semen. Even while you sleep, I'm still hustling while you dreaming. I'm a born leader. I eat angels and shit out demons. The flow lethal like a syringe. And my dog in this game like Michael Vick in his prime. I had big dreams, and I was reaching them soon. The new Benz, the color of the moon. Copping straight off the lot for every penny it's worth. And when I bring it out at night, just swore the moon was earth. Pretty nigga might catch me fucking your main squeeze, and the flow so cold when I spit, niggas get brain freeze. Stay in your lane, please, next time you test me. Y'all on the one way, ain't on the expressway. Niggas don't impress me, moving weight on the block. The only nigga impress me is Jay from The Rock. So while y'all niggas jock a face on the poster, the Saint won't stop until my money match Oprah. So either respect my hustle or respect my muscle. Keep that nine under my shirt so don't expect no tussle. Cause where I'm from, niggas walking fair and gangsters don't talk, they just kill you and disappear. I'm tired of these niggas fronting, doing a whole lot of stunting, tatted tears by their eyes, but they never killed nothing. Never been to jail, never squeezed the tech. And if they did go to jail, they'd be scared to death. It's Jay Saint, I'm one of the hardest to ever spit. I'm from Philly, where we fall from grace but never quit. Where they shoot at cops and they serve fiends. They could catch you at a red light, you'd be dead before it turned green. Creep in your house while you're in the kitchen, you should have minded your business. Pow, now you're minding your dishes. Drug gang got me plotting riches and ducking feds. I'm one of the best three ever, the other two is dead. Niggas talking about how shit is live, how shit is sweet. 10 years in the feds, still spending money from the street. Still paying mortgage on the suite and had women write me love letters from over the Far East. Yo, it's the ICH CEO, still getting respect, the same dude who wrote Money, Desires, and Regrets. Don't believe me, buy the book, check the text. When I get out, hop in that Lex, that stretch. They say money ain't a thing, well, I say it's better than sex, because I get instant orgasms whenever I cash checks. Cruise around the city, and I'm going to stay on top. Fuck a SL6, I'm going to wait for him to drop to 7 o'clock. I got these niggas hating a lot. It's the light-skinned version of Pac. Thug life till I die, catch me back on the block. Or maybe in Jamaica, enjoying the blue seas, laying on the beach. Eating crackers and blue cheese with 5 different chicks, one still on the knees, 2 feed me fruit, the other 2 count my G's. The game ain't dead, prison just got all the thoroughbreds. They locked them all up and let the lambs get ahead. But now that the Saint returned, it's back to the basics. White tee, blue jeans, and a pair of new Asics. So just face it, no matter how hard they can't erase it. 10 years, 10 bullets, it's 20 reasons I gotta make it.
My man. That's the Jimmy the Saint, ladies and gentlemen, you feel me? And don't misunderstand, West Philly is in the house, you heard me? Yeah. Hey, Saint, let your man get on there and spit something, you feel me? We on here live tonight with Jimmy the Saint and his man in the car with him, you heard me?
Right here, here you go, I'm going to pass you the phone.
Yeah.
Hello?
What's up, young homie?
Young Savage, welcome to the show.
What's up?
What's up, baby? Welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, brother.
Oh, what's up with y'all, Amy?
Yeah, we putting it down, man. We wanted you to go ahead and spit something while we on the show tonight, man. Bring it to the world.
Oh, you want me to spit something while I'm on the show?
Yeah, go ahead. All
right, look. Even if I die today, I'm coming back tomorrow. When I ain't rich, I wouldn't give you a stack to borrow. A lot of dudes is haters, a lot of chicks is frauds. Cause I'm fly, they throw their tongue, these chicks is frogs. So I hit them till they rip it. I ball make moves while you still up on your pivot. I get it how I live it. I'm going hard on the mic, the game, I will quick. You dudes go mics off, I'm calling them Bill Gates. Versus is always ill, my bars be the virus. Taking it overboard, got hooks like a pirate. Spit so ill, my bars give me gingivitis. I'm eating like Burger King, they calling me your highness. Might reach a million, might become the finest. Will I get it? Who knows? I ain't talking sinus. Rap game crowded. Dudes need to mind this. Bunch of dudes getting into it like it's vaginas. Sick of dudes talking about rest in peace hip hop. I got numbers in both hands, but I don't TikTok. When I spit, they say ill. I need a TikTok. Letting rappers know I'm on their heels like a flip flop. Might as well consider yourself God. See my watch, see surprise. Consider yourself shocked. Like a frog, man. You dudes is fraud, man. Dudes get smacked down for thinking that they raw, man. Wow.
And man, that's all I could get y'all right now. I mean,
it's all good, young brother. We appreciate it, man. You live right here.
A lot of good luck with your music, and stick with Jimmy, and you'll do fine.
Yeah. You want to give a shout out to somebody while you're on there, young brother?
Oh yeah, shout out to the whole inner city hustlers for one. You know what I mean, shout out to everybody in Southwest. That's where I'm from. I mean, everybody that showed me love and hold me down while I'm trying to come up.
My
producer right here also, he spit too, and he do all the beats for ICH. His name is Colossus, and he a beat.
Throw him on the air, Jim.
What's up with y'all? What's up with y'all?
What's up, baby boy?
Y'all
show, baby. Yes, sir. Do your thing.
How's out there right now?
Oh, we living, man. You know what I mean? My wife in Arizona, and I'm in Cincinnati right now. You know what I mean? And we just doing our thing. You dig? Bringing it to the world. The streets don't love you back.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing, man. Husband and wife thing, that's beautiful.
Oh, ain't no mystery. You know, that's the only way to go. Right. I can't just have no girlfriend or no chick I'm living with. I got to have a queen. I don't want it at all. You heard me?
Yeah, in case you fall, somebody got to pick you up.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Vice
versa.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So go ahead and spit some for us while you're live on the air.
Okay, I got y'all. Look, live life like it ain't promised. Selling drugs and alcohol, it is on my conscience. I'm a good nigga, but the streets bring nonsense. Order to adapt, I gotta resort to violence. Look at high tolerance, look at the top model shit. In the new six, the cops want to pull me out of it. My mind, I'm out of it. My mom, she got a bitch, cause her son played with them birds just like an ostrich. These niggas plugs and colossus, the socket, murder, blood, clogs, bury them, and they sidekick. I feel a lot of shit, I know how to spit. Bullets burn, make a nigga scream high pitch. My mommy told me it'd be days like this. I wish she told me how to stack them chips, but y'all don't hear me though. Black Nina with the scratched off cereal. It got bass like a stereo. Hear me though? Just a little something before we go in this other studio.
My man, that's what's up then, man. So, hey, we appreciate you coming on the show, man. You need shout out to anybody out there?
First and foremost, I'd like to thank y'all for having me on the show. That's a good look, you know what I mean?
Thank you, my man. We
appreciate all the love, any love we can get, and we always going to try to give it back. And also, I want to shout out, you know, everybody in Philly as well, ICH, we ain't just no label, we a movement, man. We trying to be here 10 years or more, you know what I mean? Music, clothing, movies, everything. But, you know, we start that mile with that one step. So that's what we'll be doing now. And I want to shout out everybody that's listening to the radio station right now, man. That's love. Keep tuning in. He keep the real people in there. That's love.
The listeners,
you heard what he said. He said you in Connecticut and your girl in Arizona, and he talking to somebody in Philly. So he just spreading it all out.
Spreading the love.
That's beautiful, man.
So we want to ask you, you know, what kind of advice would you give these young youths out here that's trying to be in that street world? What would you kick at them?
I would say times is changing. A person that can't adapt to change, then you're going to be stuck in the position you're in. Also, look at the TV. You got president. He's black. You can do anything, y'all. Y'all don't got to sell drugs to make it. You can make it, you can go farther and beyond, you know, if you just put your mind to it and don't let nobody discourage you. A person that say that you can't, they installing something in your mind and make you prevent yourself from making it. If somebody say you can't, then you try harder. Only person that can stop you is yourself.
My man, that's real talk, you know. Appreciate that world of advice, good brother. And we're going to holler back at the Saint, and we're going to keep it moving. Much love to Philly and all y'all. All
right, appreciate it. Here goes Jim.
All right. Hey now, I'm back.
Yeah, Jim. I told you we was gonna have a great show, baby. You know what I mean? Glad we was able to put both of your comrades on the show tonight too. You feel me? So we just wanted to ask you, Jim. You know, out of overall of what you done been through, what's the main thing you learned out of all the tragedy you've done experienced?
That you have to have faith and you have to put work into it. I had a lot of faith. I had a lot of faith in myself, and I had a lot of faith in God. I'm very not a religious person. I'm a very spiritual person, and I have a connection with God, and I truly believe that everything I went through was for a purpose, and everything I came out of was a purpose. It was already laid down, just like in the book of Ecclesiastes, they say everything happens for a reason. And I think my life happened for a reason. I had to get shot. I had to go through the trials and tribulations of life. You know what I'm saying? Maybe there's some youngster or some little girl or somebody that I'm just going to touch, that one person I'm going to touch is going to touch the world, touch the masses. And if that was the purpose for me to go through so much just to touch one person, for them to touch millions more, then I'd go through it again. So I had a lot of faith in me. I had a lot of faith in God. And if I had to do it all over again just to help someone else, then I would do it all over again.
My man. And we definitely glad to hear being spirituality, because that's me, you know what I mean? Very spirituality, and God always been there with me through all my trials and tribulations, you know? And I'm going to ask you a question, Jim. Even when you was out there in that life, man, did anything ever cross your mind with the cats you hung around? Did you ever feel different sometime that this ain't what I'm supposed to be doing? Did you ever feel like that at one point?
Yeah, I felt like that. You know what I'm saying? I was a drug dealer, but I used to just love being in the studio. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I'm doing on the streets and stuff, but the studio kept calling me, just music and just writing. I mean, so I wasn't a guy who wanted to be a drug dealer. I was a drug dealer who wanted to be something else. I was a drug dealer. I was just doing it for the money and, you know, to have the, you know, materialistic stuff that, you know, everybody have. I wanted the same things that everybody had, but I wasn't proud of being a drug dealer. I just wanted what drug dealers had, but I just love music. You know what I mean? Music was my life. Writing music, just poetry, that was my life. And I knew something wasn't right because I think that's why I went through what I went through, because it just wasn't right. My life wasn't balanced right. It wasn't. I'm doing something that wasn't right for me, that didn't fit me. That's why I went through the tragedies I went through, because there was another part of me that was just like being called towards a whole other direction, and I wasn't trying to hear that, the positive stuff. I was caught up in the negative stuff, but my heart and my soul kept saying, Jim, you love music. You love writing. So that's why I wound up going through the things that I went through, because I didn't listen to my intuition.
My man. You know, and we real proud of you, Jim, man, that you did come through all them trials and tribulations, man, and you seen that it was a better way. And through the young cats in Philly and cats all over that meet you and see how God saved your life and changed you to go in that right direction. You know, we here at the Streets Don't Love You Back show, we give you much love and send you much respect down there in Philly, man, just for coming out and being that role model for them young cats down there, you know, and not a cat that come out after a dime and thinking like, damn, okay, I come back out here and do this again. You know, things change in 1 second, not long in a dime. You feel me? Ain't
yeah.
Nothing the same. You feel me? Ain't no homeboy the same. Ain't no nothing the same. You know, it's worse than now, because you don't know who went or why. It's worse than now than when you went in, Jim. You agree with that?
Yeah, it's worse. I mean, not just that. It's just so many manipulative people and deceitful people. You don't know who. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust easy. You know what I'm saying? I don't love easy neither. I used to just be so open to love and just so accepting to others, and now I'm just so critical to everything because of the tragedies I went through, and because the shit that just my life, you know what I'm saying, just going through so much. So I'm real skeptic by everybody, and I stay on my P's and Q's, you know what I'm saying, because I have to really. I'm still adjusting. I mean, I've only been home a year. You know what I'm saying? I'm still adjusting. Everything is, like, still new to me. I'm learning the phones and just learning the TVs. And everything is new to me because you got to understand, I did a decade in my life in a federal prison up in the mountains somewhere where the people sent me at, you know what I'm saying, thousands of miles away from my loved ones. I mean,
right.
I did time in Texas and Ohio and Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Philly, but when you're in a federal prison system, they can send you almost
switched around anywhere.
Yeah, so that people don't understand that. So you could be from Philly, but you catch a federal case and you're doing your time in California.
Right, Guatemala somewhere.
Yeah, you know how it is. So they shit me all around the country. You know what I mean? So I really got visits because it would have been a toll on people, and I'm a guy who don't really like bothering people. You know what I mean? It's not that serious. I went, did my 10 years, wrote my books, stayed focused. Stayed focused, wrote my books, and just did the damn thing. You know what I mean? Like I said, I became the only federal inmate to ever get a four-book publishing deal while I was in prison. I did that in prison. You know what I mean? I was so determined to succeed. Like I said, if you put God first, he'll never let you come in second. And that was my thoughts. That was my whole train of thought. I wasn't going to lose. I'm determined to win. You know what I'm saying? By all means necessary. And I don't like nothing or no one to stand in my way of becoming number one. Then we'll really have a problem because I'm going to succeed. But I'm going to succeed not being cocky. I'm just going to succeed off of my talents and the love that I have and the faith that I have in myself and the faith that I have in God. But right. I truly believe in my talents. I truly believe in my mind. And I think, and I give all the blessings to God, not me. It's not Jimmy the Saint. It's a higher power, that's in control of every movement of Jimmy the Saint. And right now, I definitely, on this show, The Streets Hard Knock Life, I definitely want to give a thank you to you and your wife, and I really want to tell the kids out there once again that it's nothing on the streets for you. Only two things that come to the people who run to the streets is the grave or cell. You know what I'm saying? I hope they really, really listening to my story. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of the lucky ones, and I'm not even going to say lucky. I'm one of the blessed ones, you know what I'm saying, because God blessed me. You know what I mean? But everybody is not as fortunate, you know what I'm saying? So please think about selling drugs, think about shooting and robbing somebody, think about rape, you know what I'm saying? Think about all of this before you do it, because at the end of the day, you're going to wind up either dead or in a grave, and that's just what it is. That's just what it is. I lost so many friends to both the prison and the graveyard. I mean, so many friends, and it's just nerve. It's just sickening. It's sickening when I think about all the friends that I lost that's in the grave. I lost four of my friends at one time. You know what I'm saying? If you read my bio, you'll see that I lost four friends at one time in a drug turf war. I dropped them off at a house. 5 minutes later, they was gunned down with AKs. It was the only quadruple homicide in Philadelphia history. So I know what it's like to go to a funeral the next following week, four different funerals the following week. This is part of my life, part of my story. That's why I'm so observant now, so bitter, you know what I'm saying? But I'm getting over the bitterness But can you imagine that? Losing four friends, they in your car, you drop them off, you get a phone call 15 minutes later, and they say all four of them dead.
Yeah, hey, I done been there, Jim. I can imagine it because I done been there. You feel me? Some cats, you know, I was socialized with coming up, you know what I mean, back in the day. You know, it was like six of them, you feel me? Got all shot up in a house, tied up, and everybody's brains blowed out, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I done been there, man, you feel me? I done lived that same life coming up out of Detroit, Michigan in the ghetto, you know?
Yeah, Detroit. Yeah, I got a lot of friends from Detroit, Michigan, 7 Mile.
Yeah, y'all come from
a lot of homies up
from the straight ghetto down in the Black Bottoms, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm to Woodward. You know what I mean, Van Dyke and Harper. You know what I mean, Leland, Shane, all through down that way. One kind of projects, you know. So I was mainly a project boy. You know what I mean, but
the projects too. I grew up in a project,
yeah.
And my mom moved into Little row house in the bottom.
So, it's just so much that we see in these urban ghettos across America. You know what I mean? And it's in every state, every city, every little crack of the earth. You know what I mean? So it takes guys like you and me and other guys who's done lived that life, man, to express and push this at these young kids, man. You know what I mean? Because everybody ain't going to make it like Jimmy the Saint. Everybody ain't going to make it like a Rob Boyd. Everybody ain't going to make it like a lot of cats that done lived to tell their story. You know what I mean? And we all here for a reason, man, you know? And anybody that's thinking about the street life, man, that's the oldest failure in American history, man. You feel me? You can all pick up a sack of dope and a pistol and say, hey, I'm finna go out here and do my thing. But like you said, 5 minutes later, you're a dead man sometimes. So you don't never even live to do your thing, you know? So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, hey, a great show with my man Jimmy the Saint and his two homeboys from Philly. We
Young Savage.
Everybody to take heed to what both of them said. You know what I mean? Go ahead and spit their name out, Jim.
The name is Young. I want to give a shout out to the whole ICH. It stands for Inner City Hustling. Like I said, if y'all want to check us out on YouTube, you can just go to YouTube. You can just go to YouTube and type in Jimmy the Saint One. All together, there's no space. JimmyDaSaint1 and watch me and my whole rap camp do their thing. I want to give a shout out to the whole Inner City Hustling Squad, Colossus, Young Savage, Hands of Stone, Boss Man, Sport, TP Dollars, Cheese, Jeeky, Var, A-Town, Shorty Raw, is I missing anybody? Sport, there's so many of them. Cornbread, my new rapper Cornbread, the whole squad, we trying to do our thing. Y'all can also check our music out on Django.com. That's www.jango.com. You can type in Inner City Hustlers, or you can type in Jimmy the Saint, and check out some of our music on there. Check out our MySpace page, myspace.com/InnerCityHustlers1, the number one. You know what I'm saying? And just check us out. But we just definitely trying to do our thing. You know what I mean? Trying to stay focused, trying to stay positive, trying to bring love back to these streets. Because like you said, the streets don't love nobody, but we're going to bring the love back. They're going to love ICH.
My man. And we're going to pass the mic over to the missus and let her do her thing right now.
Well, we'd just like to thank everyone for joining us tonight, all the listeners, as well as Jimmy and Young Savage. And who was your other friend, the producer?
Colossus.
Tell them thank you for their part on the show tonight. We appreciate it. And we'd like to let you all know that you can listen to this show 24/7 anytime you want to on our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And we would like you to join us again next Wednesday night and every Wednesday night. We have stories each week with real people, real stories, letting you know what they're doing in their lives, how they've changed their lives. And we just appreciate everybody that comes on. Just like to let you know, to kind of recap tonight, you know, Jimmy says, find a mentor, a role model, and don't give up. You can achieve anything you want to. You're the only one that can stop yourself from succeeding, and put God first, and you'll never come in second. We just like to thank you all for joining in. And any last words, boys?
Any last words? Yeah, one of my famous quotes that I used to, when I was in prison, and I used to get my letters, and I used to write, at the end of the letter, I would always write P.S., and then I would always say this, that even in darkness, light shines on all who believe.
Amen.
Even in darkness? What was the rest?
I say, even in darkness, light shines on all who believe.
Right. Okay.
Amen for that, Jim. You know, and it's been a great, great show, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, we are giving much love to my man Jimmy the Saint and his crew out there, ICH, and the whole Philly squad. And we just want to send them much love out there. And anything we can do to help you out in this Midwest and Arizona area and different areas that we are in, Jim, just let us know, and we're going to keep the connection popping and the network going. You feel me?
Definitely, man. I really appreciate it, and thanks for all the love, and I really, really appreciate it. And anytime you need anything from me, I'm here. You got my number. And once again, thanks to all the fans that's listening. I really, really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
My man, Jimmy the Saint, y'all, you know, and we'll be back next week with another hot show. And anything else you need to say, wifey, before we close out?
That's just basically it. Also, don't forget to check out my girl's book, Ain't No Sunshine. Her name is Tiana Brown. Go to Tiana.net. It's one of the best books you can ever read. You will love it, I promise you. And my new book, What Every Woman Wants.
My man. Anything else, babe, that you need to say after Jimmy?
No, that's it. Just remember,
all right, then.
Don't love you back.
Always remember, the streets don't love you back. And holler at us next week. And much love to everybody. Take care, Jim.
All right. Take care to you, too.
We're gonna go out with a song, In Need of Change by LD. Have a good night.
Yeah. LD. You know, far too often, we look back in hindsight and wish, say, I wish I just had one more chance.
that I'm still here. And sometimes these regrets won't let me forget that I done let down the best of my years. But you can see the drive in my eyes and the hint of surprise, because I haven't searched for too big. And with my chance in the sky high, so the sunshine, life is on the line with no place to be. And I'm in need of a change, maybe from the inside out. Let these two up for trying to shut my mouth. I done seen a lot of things that I've never talked about. If I could do it all again, I never let them in my house. I done made some mistakes, apologize and reconcile. I done changed all my ways from what I was as a child. Stood on my mama, great rain pour down from the clouds. Dropped to my knees and pray that I have a reason to smile. Was a young looking hard, running around in these streets, chasing girls, thought I learned all the world had to teach. But one day I lied awake, realized I didn't know shit, and it hit me like a brick. Wish I could do it all again, but I can't, and I ain't. Anyway, I rant and rave, write my future like a book, as I turn another page, as the lights go down, I walk across the stage, rub the log full up, but more importantly, I pray that everything will be okay, and somehow I know it is. All I gotta do right now is get through this bullshit, keep my chin to the sky, put my back against the wall. Fuck out, I will fight, scratch and claw, and still stand tall in the belly of the beast. Be afraid of nothing in this world, has got to be. Sometimes I still slip if I forget my sleep, but that's why I hit my knees soon as I leave the sheet. There's no more waiting. Life is not a game. Sometimes you might not get a second chance. What you got, don't be jealous of others, do for your damn self.